praise God. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us once again as we get into the Word of God this week on a topic that I believe you'll find fascinating. I know that I do find this particularly interesting. When I first heard about this topic that I'm going to be talking about, it was from Dr. Billy Brim. Billy Brim is a tremendous blessing, I believe, to the body of Christ. Her ministry, she describes herself basically as a witness, meaning an observer, one who witnesses how things play out in the things that God is doing in the earth. And so she is a witness to many things. She has witnessed the birth of the charismatic renewal, as it was called, the Word of Faith teaching movement, the healing movement, just a history during her lifetime of all the things. God has just strategically placed her in positions to observe and to be a witness of what God is doing in the earth. And she has a teaching that I found particularly interesting. She was talking about it with Gloria Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory. I start to call it Netcast. It's what I call my program. A video program is a Netcast, but Brother Copeland's is a TV program. So at any rate, the Believer's Voice of Victory, she was on there with Gloria, and they were talking about a lot of different topics that had to do with the last days when I saw this particular part of her teaching. She was talking about moeds. Now that's M-O apostrophe E-D-S is the transliteration of the Hebrew word moed. Okay? Moed or mead is pronounced slightly differently. She pronounces it moed, so that's the way I'm going to pronounce it because she's taken Hebrew and I haven't. So at any rate, I have the ability to study a Strong's Concordance and study other reference materials, but I haven't actually learned to speak Hebrew. I do the best I can with English, praise the Lord. So at any rate, but the whole topic of a moed I found fascinating and started doing a study myself of that term in the Bible. And that's what I want us to look at this week. I don't know how far we'll get with the study this week, because I try to keep the Netcast in the 30-minute range, and particularly since it airs on WFR.org, which, by the way, I'd encourage you to listen to it there. This particular Netcast airs Sunday mornings right after Kenneth Copeland's Sunday program, which airs at 9 Eastern time Sunday morning, and then this program airs at 9:30 Eastern time right after his program. Now, of course, we also have the Word of Faith broadcast, and that broadcast is a 15-minute daily program that also airs on WFR.org, and, of course, that's at 11:30 Eastern time, Monday through Friday, 11:30 in the morning. So I'd encourage you to take advantage of both of those programs, praise the Lord. And, of course, they're also available on our website, WFM.org. So if you go to WFM.org, you go to the top navigation bar there, you'll see listen to our broadcast for the radio program, listen to our video netcast. You can watch them on the air, on the network there on the World Wide Web, or you can download them. You can listen to the audio. There's just all kinds of ways to receive from the teaching that we're making available. Praise the Lord. So let's go into our study of moeds. Now, first of all, we've got to get a definition of what a moed is. A moed is a set time, a unique set time. Now, we'll see that as we go into the scripture, but the first thing I wanted to do is look at the very first place that it's used in the Bible, and that's in Genesis chapter 1, which kind of makes sense. It's pretty much the beginning. Genesis is the beginnings, and Genesis chapter 1, let's start in verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, the tree yielding fruit, and the seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And then in verse 14, here it is. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for moeds and for days and for years. Now, the King James says seasons. That's how it's translated. But it's set times. Let there be set times. In other words, he's saying, let there be day and let there be night. Let the day occur when the day is supposed to occur, and the night occur when it's supposed to occur. So, in other words, let there be set times, okay? And seasons like winter, spring, summer, fall, those are cycles that are set times. Summer occurs when summer is supposed to occur, right? All right, so those are set unique times. You say, well, Dr. Bill, what does this have to do with anything? Well, hang in there. We want to see some things from the Word of God, and I believe that it will become clear what we're talking about as we get into this. Let's go to Genesis once again, but chapter 17 and verse 21. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this moed, in the next year, or at this, as the King James says here, at this set time in the next year. In other words, there was a set time for Isaac's birth. This is what he's talking about. Abraham had made the statement, well, you know, why don't you just take Ishmael as the chosen son that all my heirs would come through? And God said, no, I didn't say that you were going to have a son through Sarah's handmaiden, Hagar. I said you were going to have a son through Sarah herself. And Abraham's thinking, but she's old and the time is long past that she could have a child. But the thing about it is, God had a plan for a set time for Isaac to be born. You see, why did it take so long? Well, of course, Abraham had to get his confession right. Sarah had to get her confession right. There was a lot of reasons. But also, there was a set time. God said so. He said, at a set time, Isaac will be born. Now, you've got to understand that that set time, I believe, God had set in, you might say in stone, to be at that set time. Let's look at Genesis 18, the next chapter, verse 14. Verse 13 to start with. It says, and the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child when I am old? And then verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. At the moed, at the time appointed. All right, now let's go to Genesis chapter 21. And beginning in verse 1, the Lord visited Sarah, as he said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived, this is verse 2, Genesis 21, and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the moed that God had spoken to him. In other words, at the set time. Again, that's what the King James translates it here, is a set time. You say, where are you headed with this, Dr. Bill? Hold your horses. We're going to get there. I want you to stick with me. I want you to see that this is a set, unique time. Let's go over to Romans. You say, Romans? Yeah, Romans chapter 9. And let's look at verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. See, Isaac was the child of promise. Isaac is the one that God had in mind. And it's through Isaac that God's plan began in the earth. In other words, that Abraham would have a great nation come up from him through Isaac. So in Isaac shall your seed be called. Verse 8 of Romans 9. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Verse 9, for this is the word of promise. At this time, that set time, that moed, will I come and Sarah shall have a son. You say, but Dr. Bill, Romans is in the New Testament. Surely that's not the Hebrew word moed. No, it's not. It's a different word, but it's a word in the Greek that is very close to the same translation or the same meaning as the Hebrew word moed. In the Greek, it's kairos. Kairos. It means an appointed time, a set time. So again, what he's saying here, as a matter of fact, let's just dig into this just a bit. For this is the word logos in the Greek of promise, ep and elia in the Greek. Well, that's a hard one to pronounce. It means a pledge, a divine assurance. That's promise. At this time will I come. And the word time there is kairos. Kairos, which means a set, appointed, or proper time. Now, okay, let's pull back here just a minute and talk about why this is important. There are a lot of you that have been involved in the Word of Faith. You have studied the Word of God. You've meditated on the Word of God. You've been confessing the Word of God. And you've wondered, why are there certain things in my life that don't seem to be coming to pass in exactly the way I believe it ought to come to pass? Maybe God's even made some promises to you. I know I'm talking to some of you out there that are pastors of churches, and God has spoken to you supernaturally in your prayer time. You've prayed in the Holy Ghost, and as you've been praying in the Holy Ghost, God has witnessed in your heart certain things that are going to happen in your ministry. He's made, in essence, promises to you, divine assurances to you, just like the scripture says. Some of you, maybe you're not a minister, but God has made certain promises to you in your spirit. You have a witness in your heart that certain things are to come to pass, and yet they haven't yet come to pass. And you thought to yourself, what is going on? Well, what you need to realize, there is a spiritual, scriptural principle called moeds, set times. God has certain things that are set in time. Now, that doesn't mean he's holding out on you. That doesn't mean he's not answering your prayer. That doesn't mean that God has some great and mysterious reason to hold out on you to make you sweat it. That's not the purpose. But there are certain things that are moeds. They are set times. Now, let's make this clear. If you are believing to receive your healing, your healing is not a set time. Your healing is available at any time because Jesus already bore your sicknesses. He already carried your diseases. By his stripes ye were, past tense, were healed. If you were healed, then you are healed. You're not waiting to be healed. You are the healed. You see the difference there. So that is an example that is not a moed. Your healing is not a moed. Don't let the devil convince you, I'm waiting for my set time to be healed. No, you are the healed. You are born again. It's already accomplished. Okay? Same thing with prosperity. You are rich. God has made you rich with the blessing and the riches that he's promised for you. Jesus became poor that ye might be made rich. Now, there are certain manifestations of that that perhaps are, you know, down the road, but overall, you should be living in financial blessing right now. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about things that are promises that have been made about your ministry, your life, your future, that there may be set times for them. For instance, in the situation of a pastor may be obeying God and doing everything he's supposed to be doing, and his church isn't growing as fast as he's thinking maybe it should, or he hasn't gotten into the building that he really believes the Lord has promised that he shall inhabit. So, has he missed God? Has he not believed God in the proper way? Has he perhaps, does he have sin in his life that's keeping that from manifesting? No, but it might be a moed. It might be a set time. There are certain things that God has a set time for. And perhaps that's one of them. Now, let me give you an example out of my pastor's life. He's shared this experience in church, Pastor Ed Taylor at Faith and Victory Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. When he first accepted his call into the ministry, way back years ago, the Lord spoke to him that he would minister in basically the Orient or Oriental Eastern culture. He didn't know specifically which country, but over across the ocean in a culture that was of Asian background, okay? And so he knew that. He got that so strong in his spirit, he knew it was so. Years went by. Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, not 5 years, not 10 years. 20 years went by. And 20 years after the Lord shared that with him, he found himself, through a series of circumstances, he found himself ministering in Thailand and ministering to the people there. And as he got off the plane, oh, wow, this is just an amazing thing. The Lord supernaturally reminded him, do you remember what I said 20 years ago? That you'd be ministering in a foreign land, in an Asian land. And here you are in Thailand, just as I promised. It was a moed. It was a set time. Now, Pastor Ed didn't know it was going to take 20 years. But what's 20 years to God? At the set time, he was there and he was ministering. Now, Pastor Ed has ministered in Estonia, in France, countries all over the world, but Thailand, when he got off the plane and the Lord reminded him supernaturally at that moment, 20 years ago, I promised you that you'd be ministering in an Asian land. And there he was. Now you say, Dr. Bill, why did it take 20 years? To tell you the truth, I don't know. There were timings involved. There was certain knowledge, perhaps, that Pastor Ed had to have. The people he needed to speak to, maybe they weren't in that position. We don't know all the ins and outs. I can't know them all. You can't know them all. God does know them all. Now, you say, well, but Dr. Bill, what about healing? What about all these other things? See, those are promises that are accomplished. There's nothing in the Word of God that said Pastor Ed will minister in Thailand on X date. It wasn't in there. God had just witnessed in his spirit that that was the case. That was a promise that he'd made. Pastor Ed didn't know that it was a set time. He didn't know it was a moed. But he had to take it on faith, receive it and accept it, and believe God according to his promise. Now, I've had many situations in my life in ministry that are that way. God's made certain promises. He's made certain, promise, I guess, is the best word. I started to say prediction. It's not a prediction to God because he knows. It would be to me because I didn't know. But he's told me certain things that would come to pass, and they came to pass just that way. Praise God. But it was in a set time. It didn't come to pass instantly. See, we as believers in this day and age have gotten used to instant this and instant that. Instant coffee, you know, put something in the microwave and boom, you've got it. You're ready. Everybody's wanting instant. But instant doesn't always happen in the spirit realm. Amen? Sometimes there's times and seasons. And we say, oh, I don't want there to just be times and seasons. Lord, why don't you just go ahead and bring it to pass? Because he has a set time. He has a moed that he brings things to pass in very often. And we have to understand that. And we have to not only understand it, but be patient. Oh, I know you don't want to hear that. Do you know it says through faith and patience? we inherit the promises. Now, you know what the word patience means in the Greek. It's the Greek word elpis. It means not just I'm just going to sit here and eventually it'll happen, but I'm just going to sit here. No. Patience, Bible patience, is a confident, favorable anticipation or expectation. That's what patience is from a biblical perspective. So it's through faith and constant favorable anticipation and expectation. Now, for those whole 20 years that Pastor Ed was reflecting on the promise that God had made to him about ministering in that foreign land, for 20 years he had a constant favorable anticipation and expectation. But he put it on the shelf. Do you know what I mean by that term? He put it kind of in the background of his thoughts, because if he had just dwelled on it and let it kind of eat at him, it would have bothered him. Because he'd be going, is it next month? Is it the month after? Is it next year? But see, he didn't get that way. He was just confident and favorably anticipating and expecting that what God had promised in his life would come to pass. And when it did, God had basically just had to remind him, oh, by the way, little nudge. By the way, do you remember what I told you 20 years ago? Oh, yeah, that's right. And you know, when Pastor Ed had the experience of the Lord reminding him of that, great joy, great excitement came to him. A promise God had made to him came to pass just as God said it would. Woo, I tell you, that's exciting anytime it happens, every time it happens. But what we got to realize, there are moeds. There are set times. There are appointed and anointed times for certain things to happen. Now, we got a lot of scripture that I want to get into. Let's look at Psalms 104. We're definitely not going to get all the way through this study, but we'll go to Psalms and chapter 104. I'm using, of course, my eSword electronic Bible here. And verse 19, Psalm 104, 19, he appointed the moon for moeds. The sun knoweth his going down. The moon moves in its orbit and provides us with months. From one new moon to the next new moon is 1 month. All right? And that provides a cycle that we recognize in the heavens. And it says he provided that for moeds, for set times. So we know January to February to March to April, as we call it. Now, you know, the Hebrews have different words for their months, but there are set times, like months, like years. There are set times, and God operates on this system of set times. Seasons and months are moeds. Now, there's other things that we need to get from our study here. Let's go to Daniel chapter 8. Now, this one I know you've probably looked into before. This is talking about Daniel, talking about the times of the end. And the time of the end, the last days, is a moed. It's a set time. Let's look at Daniel chapter 8, and let's look at verse 19. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. For at the time appointed, the moed, the end shall be. The last days, the end shall be at an appointed time. Now, we're told this all throughout the scripture. Let's look at chapter 11, Daniel, once again, chapter 11, verse 35. We're just looking at all these different references to the term moed, but I want you to see a principle here. Verse 35, and some of them of understanding shall fall and try them, and to purge and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. The time of the end is yet for a time appointed. It is a moed. A moed is an appointment, a fixed time. It is a time appointed. The last days that we're coming up on here, that I believe we're already in, is a time appointed. This year of 2011, I believe, is a special time appointed. Brother Randall Greer has been preaching. I've talked about it on past netcasts, past other messages and the radio program and so forth. I've talked about how he has said that the Lord has revealed to him that the beginning of 2011, where we are right now, is a unique set time. It is a moed. It is a time when the body of Christ is being called to draw closer to the Lord. A moed. Now, we're running out of time. We're going to have to stop right here and pick up with this again next time. Praise the Lord. But for right now, I want to remind you, you can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. You can also write me my email address, which is drbill@wofm.org. Go to our website, wofm.org. Take advantage of all the resources we have there. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. Join us next time on the Netcast as we continue to get into this topic of set times, appointed times, moeds. Praise the Lord. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.